Hey everybody, this is Salmi Dahlstrom, and you're listening to
Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 47. 47! So many. Right, well, what do? I get songs sent to me from artists all over the world. I sift through them and I play you the very, very best of them. And today is no exception. I've got some fantastic tracks this week. A very mellow podcast. The last couple have been a bit jump up and down, a bit shouty and stuff. But this week, I thought I'd mellow it out a little bit. And this track was sent to me, the first track, by a guy I've played before, not for a long, 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 long time. But this is a brilliant track. This is the mighty Scott Turchin, all the way from America. This is a fantastic tune called Jar Creation.
You say, who am I at? Well, I say, I am Jah creation, yeah. I am Jah creation. I am Jah creation, yeah. Son of Almighty, I am Jah creation. Well, I see you waiting for him by them gates, Babylon, yeah. But I can't go on. I am Jah creation, yeah. All around the world, you know, the people say the same thing, yes, I. And all around this town, they cry, oh, I. All the people really want is reunion, Lord, not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. You are Jah creation. You are Jah creation, yeah. Daughter of Almighty, I. Goddess incarnation. You are Jah creation. Yeah, yeah. A Jah creation, yeah. Child of the wind, son of the sea, yeah. All around the world, you know the people say the same thing, oh, why? And all around this town they cry, oh, my, oh, why? All the people really want to know is reunion, Lord. Lord, not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. That's right. People say the same thing, oh, I. And all around this town they cry, oh, I. All the people really want is reunion, Lord. Not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. The face of our country, reflected in the Jammu. In love coming soon. We are Jah creation. We are Jah creation. We are Jah creation. Yeah. We are Jah creation. Oh Lord. We are Jah creation. Yeah. 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 Oh. 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 Yeah. 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 Oh. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we are Jah creation. Oh, we are Jah creation. Oh, I am Jah creation. Come on, I am Jah creation. Yeah, I am Jah creation. Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's Scott Turchin and Jah Creation. If you want to find out more about Scott Turchin and more of his songs, and a lot of them will surprise you. And Scott Turchin may indeed surprise you. He's a fantastic guy. Go and check him out at songmon.com. That's songmon.com. He's got loads of fantastic tracks. Go and buy them. You know, just go and do it. Right, next, a band that I've played a few times before, but not for a while, and I love them. This is April, Mamie, May, and Lost.
She awakes, but not in her own bed. Looks around and scratches her head. She is lost. She recalls a night on the town. She recalls no sorrows to drown. She thought a little flashback now makes her mind a little clearer, and her head the pain starts the heartache getting nearer.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Fantastic. That's April, Maybe, May, and Lost. What a beautiful track that is. And if you want to find out more about them, then go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/April, Maybe, May. Right, next, an interview I did with Sand River a couple of weeks ago. The quality's not fantastic. I did it on Skype, and sometimes, I mean, Skype kind of blows a little bit hot and cold. Sometimes you get a good connection, sometimes the connection's not as nice as you'd like it to be. Anyway, this is how I got on. Good afternoon, Sand River.
Good afternoon.
And I'm talking to Si and Guy, yes?
Yep. That's right.
And whereabouts are you guys?
We're currently sat in sunny Durham.
Let's talk about this fantastic album of yours. And what's it called?
Well, we kept the name simple. We just went for Sand River EP.
Excellent.
Just something simple and obvious, really.
Cool. And so, when was the album released?
We released it on the 5th of March, I think, or the 8th of March.
Okay.
Yeah, it's around about then. It's been a bit of a slow process getting it up on Bandcamp, and I suppose we officially released it in March. That's when we started selling it to our friends, so that will count as the official release.
Yeah. So whereabouts did you record it?
We recorded it at White Wolf Studios near Durham. It's near a place called Stanley. It's just like an old mining village with an industrial estate attached to it. So went in there. There's a guy called Ian who runs White Wolf Studios, and we just recorded it there over 2 Saturdays.
Wicked.
And then we went back a couple of weeks later and just finished off the mastering.
Wicked. So how involved were you with the recording process, or did you kind of leave it in the engineer's hands?
Very involved, really. We sort of we knew what we wanted to get out of the record from the sessions. We knew what we wanted the songs to sound like. We've been playing them for long enough that we sort of had, you know, the image and the sound in our heads. So we basically got them recorded, left all that pretty much up to Ian. And then when it came to sort of the mixing and mastering, we sort of pointed him in the right direction. And I think we've kind of ended up with something that we're both quite happy with.
Sure, brilliant. So you can buy it on Bandcamp. Is it available anywhere else?
Well, that's the only place we've got it online at the moment, but we're selling sort of digital and hard copies from there.
Mm-hmm.
And people can stream it in its entirety there and listen to some other tracks and stuff on our MySpace.
Wicked. So how are sales?
Sales are going pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. We've covered all the costs of actually making the actual CD album themselves,
which is goal number one, Dan.
So every time we sell, we're in profit.
Excellent.
We're not quite dining out on it yet, but you know that will come.
Now, so, breaking even is a good place to be.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very good.
So
we've
raised a few funds. We got some money for various gigs we played recently. So that's. The plan now is to go into the studio again in mid-September and do another EP of about 5-6 tracks, hopefully.
So what's the music scene like for original musicians in Durham?
It's Durham's not the most lively of cities. It's quite a small place. There's a few good venues. There's one really good venue called The Fish Tank, which is quite cosy and homey, and all the sort of local student bands and bands from Newcastle and stuff come and play there. We get the occasional band from overseas as well. We played a gig with a Canadian band called Immaculate Machine there, who have got members from Broken Social Scene, and it's not too bad. There's a sort of a good underground, I think, right?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. It's a lot of it's heavily based around the university students putting things together. Meanwhile, the colleges did a big event called Jam by the Lake. Who was playing there recently?
Field Music.
Field Music, yeah, they were playing. Gary Phelan, and then band called Polar Sets.
Yeah, who we've played some gigs with after that.
Well, they've had some big bands previously. 2 years ago, they had Frank Turner, I think.
Frank Turner, they had the Holloways. So we get the occasional band up, but I mean, the majority of the music scene up here seems to be based in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm. So when you play a gig, what's the deal on the door?
Depends, really.
Yeah, it depends what the gig is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple of gigs in the Fish Tank for free. Well, we got a couple of beers off the owner.
Yeah.
that was more to try and promote the album than anything else.
Yeah. Mm.
So does the Fish Tank have like a not a passing crowd, but sort of people that will go down there? I mean, will you be playing, if you're playing there for nothing or for a couple of drinks, will there be people in there anyway, or will it be like 2 men and a dog?
No, we generally get quite a good, it's generally quite an interested crowd who come down to the Fish Tank. We've had, there was a great gig we had there, and we were sort of playing away and we finished, we came off, and this huge guy with tattoos all over him, looked like he could chin you with a flick of his wrist, you know, comes up to us. He's like, you know, what was that, Sam? What was that? What was your MySpace again? I couldn't quite catch that. Couldn't figure out a word you were saying. So this big, odd-looking, you know, guy who looks like he, you know, listens to Anthrax and eats Anthrax, was just really into it. And you get all these people who are really kind of, because there's not too many places in Durham, you kind of get people gravitating around there. So you get, you know, you play a gig to the interested people, and then, you know,
there is a regular crowd that goes to the Fish Tank on a Friday and Saturday, I'd say. And then they focus more on the students during the week.
Yeah.
That's sort of Sunday to Thursday is more when students go in. But right. You get a whole mix of people in there.
Cool.
Not to say that we haven't played to Two Men and a Dog before.
You want to come down to Southampton? you seem to have embraced social media as a means to promoting what you're doing. Have you found things that, what's worked and what hasn't worked? You certainly use Bandcamp. I've seen you also on Facebook. What other sites do you use? And what is there one particular site that you think, ooh, I'm glad we joined that, and another one you went, are we a member of that? Nothing ever happens.
We've kept ours to a minimum, actually. I mean, we've got Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and Bandcamp. I started a Last FM one, but couldn't be bothered to sort it out. It's too much hassle. It's a little bit...
trying to find the time to keep them
I found a bit messy, to be honest, so we just focus on the Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Bandcamp ones.
Basically we're just we're sort of just starting out with the whole social media thing. We're trying to, you know, we're learning as we go along. I mean, we've kind of used Twitter to kind of constantly keep some kind of you know, sort of presence, so we're constantly updating that. We always update our MySpace with gigs. We haven't got around to sorting out our own website yet, which we really need to do. But generally, like the Bandcamp is obviously just a repository where people can listen to the songs and buy them. MySpace is how we get the news out, and Twitter is where we just kind of try and keep people interested, really keep our name out there. And you know, things like your podcast, obviously, just basically getting the word out through all these different media, through all these different types of site. And yeah, we basically, hopefully, as we go along, we seem to be getting more and more people interested in what we do. And, you know, people are saying, oh, you should join this site. And then you go, okay, we'll give it a look. And then that turns out to be indispensable. So we'll keep going and hopefully keep the old social media presence.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter's very good for the trickle. So I think to keep people interested.
We've been enjoying keeping up with the information about your hangovers, so that's good.
Oh, I've got a terrible one today. Oh, I had 3 pints of this lovely stuff called Swift One, which is a nice light sort of ale, and then a pint of Doom Bar, and that did me in this morning. God, dear. Anyway, do you have a master plan?
Just sort of just keep plugging away, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've been sort of serious, really serious about a band and trying to make things work out. We're trying to court labels as I think most people. I mean, yeah, the internet's more and more important, and there's people like Matt Stevens who are kind of doing it themselves. John Gom, who's basically doing it himself through the internet and just gigging. But I think. We wouldn't say no to a nice juicy record contract if such a thing even exists anymore.
Yeah, you're still chasing the dream.
Yeah, chase the dream.
If
nothing else, we've got a decent body of work behind us, and hopefully we'll have some recordings that will last us and that we can look back on. But the sky's the limit, really, as far as our ambitions go.
Okay, so what have you got coming up next?
Next week we've got a gig. I managed to swing us a gig at the Durham Camera Beer Festival. So
nice.
That's going to be when is it? A week Saturday. So playing for about, doing more of the an acoustic set, playing for about 45 minutes maybe.
Is it all we can drink?
It's about, free food and free beer. Quite how much.
Oh my life, why don't I get gigs like that?
So we'll be sampling one of each.
Oh,
and then like 60 types of beer. We'll probably get through that.
Oh, not a problem. And then once we've covered From the Hangover, the week after that, we go in the studio to start recording the album.
Yep.
So probably chances are most of the songs we play at the beer festival will be the ones we record for the album. And then it's fairly quiet on that front.
Yeah, we've got to start drumming some gigs up, get people interested in the EP.
Yeah.
New EP.
Okay, brilliant. So would you suggest that the Facebook group is the best place for people to get in touch with you and follow what you do?
Facebook group, which is like just facebook.com/SamRiverUK.
Yeah.
And probably the MySpace is the place where we keep the most up-to-date news, which is myspace.com/SamRiverUK.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we keep all the blogs on MySpace and then just sort of...
And gig details.
And then Twitter and Facebook, we just give everyone a link to follow. It's just a little bit easier that way.
Brilliant. Well, I think we can wrap it up there. And suffice to say that this is an absolutely brilliant album, and I actually listened to it this morning, which is something I very rarely do, is listen to bands' albums. So it's brilliant. So go to bandcamp.com/ or whatever. I'll put a proper link up on the blog later on. So anyway, you know. Si and Guy, thanks very much, and I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks.
See you.
Hi, we're Sand River, a two-man band from Durham in the northeast of England. And I'm Guy, and I play drums and percussion.
And I'm Si, I play guitar and I sing. We've been playing together since 2008, and we released our first self-titled EP at the beginning of 2010.
So if you want to hear more from us, you can stream the whole EP at sandriver.com. Oh, no, I messed that up.
Cock.
Sand River there. What a great couple of guys. And it's a brilliant album. Really, really great album. Can I stress it enough? I don't know if I can. Look, just go and buy it. If you like what you were listening to underneath the interview there, all those tracks are on the album. So get along to sandriver.bandcamp.com. I'm doing what they did then. Or get along to the blog, which is this thing on podcast.wordpress.com. And all the information will be on there. Right, now this track I've had for a couple of weeks. And this is from a fantastic guitarist called Bella Cardassis. She's down on here on the south coast somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where she is. I should have found out more about her. But hopefully we can get an interview with her and find a bit more about her. But this is called Snowstorm, and this is Bella Cardassis. beautiful. What a fantastic piece of music. That's Bella Cardassis, and I'm sorry, it wasn't Snowstorm, it's Sandstorm. Something completely different. Anyway, this is Shoulders of Giants.
Building the case that he's right, picture from the inside, a terrible weight on our lives. We'll make do for now, but I'm so lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the work of a madman. Take down all the walls, take down all the words, close in on the door of a madman. Building the life that he wants, distracted by all this and more, terrible weight on our minds. We'll make it through for now, 'cause I'm so lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the work of a madman. Take down all the walls, take down all the words, closed in from the door of a madman. So lucky to wait in the sand, in the seat of the work of a madman.
Merhaba, benim adım Selen. Şu anda Nick Tan'in Is This Thing On podcast'ını dinliyorsunuz.
I wonder what that bit is after she says Is This Thing On podcast. Da, 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 da. Maybe is that Turkish or something? I don't, it must be Turkish for something, idiot. Right, that was Shoulders of Giants and Code of a Madman. Go to shouldersofgiantsmusic.com and go and find out about them. They're really, I've had a lot of good feedback about them. Oh, have I? Have I? I've had a lot of good feedback about Unplug the Jukebox of Paul Lane as well. It's now a regular feature. So next week, you will also hear another Unplug the Jukebox, and we will carry on with it because it's we like it. We like it, don't we? Don't we, dear listeners? Anyway, here is Unplug the Jukebox with Paul Lane.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm marvellous. I'm still in holiday mode. I had to go back to work today, but I was in holiday mode just walking around as if I was in a dream.
Does that explain the Bermuda shorts that you're wearing?
It does. And the flip-flops.
And the flip-flops, yeah. And the ice cream you're eating right
yeah,
now as well.
Yeah. So what have you got? What have you got for me this week?
Well, I've got a lovely little EP by a young lady called Anya McCloskey, right. Who is someone that you're familiar with.
Yeah, well, we all know her.
We, yeah.
Kind of.
We all know Anya. Everyone knows Anya. She's a member of Haunted Stereo, of course.
She is. And also, some people in the podcast will have heard of her because she actually comes up in the sting that she made for us.
That's right.
The Haunted Stereo
giggling.
Sting, where she starts giggling. It's almost, it's a hint of a giggle.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
gig.
It is.
It's a giggle. So we've played, well, normally we play, I'm trying to think what track we play from this.
And you played On a Pin.
On a Pin, that's right.
Which is, Good tune.
I like it.
Great band. Very good band. Very polished. Very together. Mm-hmm. And they stick to their guns. They do what they like. You know,
can I just do something?
Yeah, sure.
I need to move this microphone because I've not done it very well this week. Right, let's try this again. Put this by you. Instead of in the middle, and then you can. It's fine.
That,
we need to talk into that. Talk into there, so we can all hear what you're saying.
Excellent. Right. Where were we? Haunted Stereo.
Haunted Stereo.
Great band. Very. You know, they stick to what they know. They're not trying to be fashionable or anything like that. They stick to what they're good at, and they know their influences. They know their sounds. They know. You know, they've got. They're a very talented bunch. And
I'd say they've got an original sound. Actually,
I would. You know, and Anya's got a great voice, and this is how this EP has come about, really. I met up with Anya last week, had a little chat about the EP, and she basically said that this debut solo EP has come about simply because with Haunted Stereo, there's you know, there's three songwriters, and sometimes you have ideas that maybe don't fit into the group dynamic, and creative people are always going to have ideas. And she just, they just decided the three of them are going to all do solo projects. So she's decided to put these ideas that she's had that don't necessarily fit into Haunted Stereo onto her debut solo EP, which is called Turn, Turn, Turn. It's a 5-track EP, and it's out on the 3rd of September. And it's a really, really great listen. It is the sound of someone with the shackles being removed, basically. You know, just letting the ideas flow. And it's a very, very, you know, the arrangements on the EP are very stark and very minimalist. The first track is an instrumental, and it's purely accordion. And which is great. I'm a sucker for an accordion. She's layered up about sort of 10 lots of accordion and built up this great tune up to a real nice crescendo. And yeah, very, very cleverly done, very original sounding. I think, you know, I've not heard anything like that before, really. So yeah, very good, very clever. The other four tracks, she puts a sort of quite distinctive voice to it. She's got quite a nice sort of vulnerable sound to her vocals, I think. A real nice feel to her voice, and the whole thing has a quite a tastefully sort of intimate kind of feel to it. It's more folkier than the Haunted Stereo stuff, in a traditional sense, I'd say. And it's more, I mean, this will sound strange, but it's more laid back than Haunted Stereo. I mean, Haunted Stereo are hardly gonna, you know, peel the paint off the walls, but it's even more laid back than that. There's no drums or bass at all. It's very simplistic. You know, there's a track called Ivory, which has got really nice sort of light piano, and it's quite understated melodically. And the melodies on a track called Stephanie Part 4 are really sort of haunting, to be honest with you. There's a track also called Newton, which when listening to the EP today became my favourite track on the EP. Very eerie backing vocals, again there's a nice bit of accordion in there. You know, very nice, good feel to it. And the biggest compliment I can pay the EP is that my favourite track changes every time I listen to it. And I think that's a good thing. You know, you know, you don't want to go back to something and just play the same tracks over and over again. With this, I feel that every time I listen to it, I'm going to find something different to love in it.
Which has left us with a bit of a dilemma.
Big dilemma.
Big dilemma, because I said to Paul, basically, Paul, pick a track off the album, and then as we're speaking, as you mention the track, almost seamlessly, the track will begin to play underneath our talking or your talking, and as it did last week with
These Fine Galleons.
With These Fine Galleons. Beautiful bit of production, and I can fade it up using...
The production was first class.
Beautiful.
First class.
But this
almost
week,
as good as the reviews.
Almost as good as the reviews. But this week, I haven't got a track to play yet, so we don't know what track we're going to put on. So you're going to have another listen.
I'm going to have another listen. I'm going to have another listen or three to the EP and fire you over the track of choice. Mm-hmm. So watch this space, folks, because it's probably playing underneath me right now. And
it will be.
So be blown away, because it's fantastic. The EP itself is coming out on the 3rd of September, and it's going to be available from all good digital retailers, so Amazon, iTunes, etc. And hard copies are available from the So Tones record label, which is the independent record label that is releasing the EP. So that's www.sotones.co.uk. Anya's also got an EP launch coming up on the 19th of September. It's at the Bargate Art Gallery in Southampton. And on the bill that night... I've quite fancy going, to be honest. And on the bill that night are a band called Freezing in Fresin, who I mentioned last week.
Which I'm still waiting for a track.
Yeah, you'll get one.
All right. Well, if you send me a track, I'll play Freezing in Fresin this week.
Yeah.
So we can catch up, and so... By the end of this week, we'll have caught up, and then next week we'll be full on.
We'll be flying.
Flying, mate.
So, yeah. So, Andy McCloskey, Turn, Turn, Turn. Well, a worthy addition to any collection.
Can you spell that for us? Because it's not...
Yeah, of course. It's Anya is A-N-J-A, and then McCloskey is M-C-C-L-O-S-K-E-Y.
Brilliant, and they'll be... Oh, I'm sorry.
Am I boring? Oh, no, am I boring? No. I have this effect on people.
I woke up. I woke up very early this morning. I had to go to work, so yeah, I'm a bit. I've been a bit hyper this today. Lots of coffee. I'm like,
okay, now you're crashing.
I'm crashing. Yeah, crashing. Need some food.
Can I just say, because my fiance, God love her, will probably be listening to this. I hope so. Now she said to me last week, I was listening to one of the podcasts. I can't remember which one it was. But she asked me what I was listening to. I told her, I said, it was Nick Tan, and you know, your name does come up a fair bit. And she said, you love him, you do. So, can I just stress to Kirsty Rogers and all the subscribers to Is This Thing On, that it is purely platonic. And it's, well, there's a slight bit of man admiration in there for Nick, of course. But I mean, you know.
At least you don't call my name out at an inappropriate moment.
I never said I didn't.
Oh, dear, that would be bad, wouldn't it? That'd be dreadful.
Yeah.
Messy. Messy. Ooh. Named in a divorce. Oh, no, that's awful.
God. And on that note?
On that devastating middle image, we'll leave it there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, I'll speak to you again next week.
Absolutely. All right, cheers, Nick.
Super. Bye.
Wonderful songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too.
Yes, dear.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
And thank you very much to Paul Lane there from unpluggedthejukebox.wordpress.com. And as he mentioned in that track, Freezing in Fresen, if you were listening to last week, we didn't have a track from Freezing in Fresen, but we have this week. This is Freezing in Fresen. Freezing in Fresen. And if you're a bird, I'm a bird. It's lovely.
I went to the doctor, he diagnosed me insane. I said, no sir, you've got it wrong, I've just got pain. Feeling valve on my brain. I tried everything I could to make him see that it was because she said she could not love me. And if you're a bird and I'm a bird too, that's how it will be. And if you're a bird and I'm a bird too, just you wait and see. I will take your time and put it next to mine. 'Cause if you're a bird, then I'm a bird too. Just you wait and see. I get jealous of the couples holding hands in the park. When I'm alone, I like to just gaze up at the stars. 'Cause I see your face like a dot to dot, and it reminds me of that oh so famous spot where we shared our first kiss under fluorescent lights and talked about our future and how it looked so bright. And if you're a bird and I'm a bird too, that's how it will be. In my eyes, and her makeup was smudged from all the tears she had cried. She gave me some advice about what will be, but it's all gone to shit 'cause she could not love me. And if you're too long, maybe it's time that you just move on. I said, son, you are crazy, she's irreplaceable. He said, then you need to make yourself untraceable. So I signed up for the army without a second thought, but nothing could prepare me for what I saw sights that no eyes should ever see. All because she said that she could not love me. All because she said that she could not love me.
Lovely. Just what we want, isn't it? Just what we want. The end of summer, the beginning of autumn, you know, it's that kind of nice laid-back podcast. Now, if you want to find out about Freezing and Frizzing, you need to go to myspace.com, Freezing and Frizzing. Now, freezing, you understand how to spell, don't you? F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G, then I-N, then frizzing. I don't know what frizzing is, or who frizzing is, or where frizzing is, but you spell it F-R-E-S-S-I-N. I'm sure someone will tell me at some point. Now, two tracks to go. And to keep with the sort of chill-out theme that I've got for this podcast, this is a track I played and played and played and played, and I was looking through my little box of tricks here of all the tracks that people send me, and I thought, you know what, I haven't played this for ages. And it's a beautiful track. I used to play it loads. I haven't played it for a while. I'm going to play it now. I'll just shut up and play it, shall I? Yep. It's the Wilson Project and Dinah.
Above your head so tall, you dream, you never seem to fall. These days they come and go so fast, it's a race you run, you never can keep pace. So hold on. What you came and embrace yourself. We've only just not everything is lost. In the dark you run, you never can run far enough. So hold on. What you came while I make my way.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You certainly are. Thank you, Keiko. That was The Wilton Project and Diana. I love that track. Go to wiltonproject.com and find out all about them. Download their albums, buy it. You know what? I always wanted to buy stuff. Another thing I always like you to do is subscribe. You might be listening on the podcast, on the website. And if you are listening on the website, all you need to do is subscribe, is click on the iTunes button. Click on the iTunes button. Your iTunes will automatically open. And you can click on subscribe and you'll get it every week. Just like a magazine, subscription. Just think of me like an audio magazine. You can open me up once a week and have a little look inside. If you don't want to do that, there's an RSS feed there as well. And if you don't understand about RSS feed, don't worry about it. Click on the iTunes button and we're sorted. Right, well, I've got one more track to play. Traditionally, it's one of my tracks, and it's called Love Lies. It's quite an old, roughish track. At the beginning, if you listen carefully, you can hear me kind of practicing trying to work out what note I've got to sing the harmonies. So, people seem to like this one. I quite like this track. I don't play it live very often, but when I do, I love it. I kind of drift off on it. So, I will speak to you next week. I hope you have a good week. I'm going to have a fine week. And if you're around on Wednesday night, go along to the Facebook group for Pure Acoustica. You find it by typing in Pure Acoustica. Go along to the group and you can watch us play live on the internet, which is quite good fun, isn't it? Anyway, I'll speak to you next week. Have a good one. Bye. He don't need
he ran out from the city. He never gone back, never go back there. Don't wanna make you feel loved. Don't wanna make you feel proud. Don't wanna make you feel. To protect him, 'cause he never gonna die, never gonna die now. Don't it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Don't it make you feel good? Make you feel proud, make you feel good. Oh no, make you feel love. Those that make you feel good, don't make you feel proud. Make you feel proud, don't it make you feel good? Oh, no. He knows where his love lies. He knows where his love lies. He's got make you feel proud, don't it make you feel good? Does it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Don't it make you feel good? No. Don't it make you feel loved? Don't it make you feel proud? Thank you.
ニクさんのポッドキャストで日本のインディーロックバンド新生かまってちゃんを流しているのを聞き、あなたのポッドキャストのリスナーになりました。日本のインディーロックバンドまで幅広く聴いているニクさんのそのセンスと未知の音楽への探求は素晴らしいと思います。そして私はニクさんのサイトでニクさんの曲を聴いてファンになりました。 Moving on Can't stop missing you Down Give yourself away Pale moonlight そして一番好きなのが Time and time again です。私はニクさんにニクさんの名曲 Time and time again と新生かまってちゃんのロックンロールは鳴り止まないをリクエストします。ニクさんのポッドキャストを通してニクさんの音楽に出会えたこと、そしてニクさんのこのポッドキャストが日本のバンドを世界に広めてくれたことに感謝します。ニクさん、ありがとう。